Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E in the Moss Family Automotive Studio. And we are broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight. Now, we also want to give a special recognition to all those folks that are out there helping to keep America moving along, namely the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail drivers out there doing a bang-up job, getting the mail and the packages and the freight hauled all over the countryside. And then, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people working, and our drivers out delivering for Amazon. And don't forget, they are everywhere. They're everywhere. And we've also got our great suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, it's always a privilege and an honor to be able to talk to them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Now, we're also over on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. There's been some sort of a change with Parler. We'll get into that in a minute. I'm not really sure what's going on here, but Kyle's got an idea. And you can also find us on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter as Captain's America, all one word, put it together, lowercase, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and find out all the different things we have to offer. And you can even find out what this gentleman is doing here, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, because we got him over there. All right. Good morning, Kyle. Yep. Okay, they're having a good time. By the way, it's a balmy 73 degrees outside right now.
Wow, that's really something. Well, we're at 67, but it was in the 80s on Friday, Captain, and we'll continue with warmer temperatures through the weekend. So it's finally starting to look a lot less like winter around here.
It's beginning to look a lot less like winter. Oh, okay.
Well, at least California winter. California winter. All the rain, but seeing the sun is very good.
Right. I'm with you on that one. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we, of course, underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed and started on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Mr. Kyle, what a day, what a day, What a day. And another way out here in the world of fruit and nuts, Hunter Biden's attorneys, we found out, are going to meet with the DOJ officials next week as the federal probe intensifies. And there could, we're now being told by people affiliated in some way with the DOJ, that there could be an arrest made, perhaps of Hunter Biden.
Well, certainly the charges that he's looking at, Captain, are very serious and would warrant something like that. That's, of course, because now there's a lot more light being shined onto the Hunter Biden investigation. Don't forget, this has been going on since 2018, basically, into Hunter Biden. But the laptop, of course, remains at the front and center. And, Captain, now we're finding out, evidently, Blinken, now Secretary of State, right?
Yeah.
Was part of the writing of the notion that this was somehow Russian disinformation. This is really huge. And here he is now having a great reward in the Biden administration after doing some kind of campaign of shenanigans, perhaps. Of course, it wasn't Russian disinformation. But nevertheless, that's what they wanted everybody to believe back in 2016.
Now, most of Florida's GOP congressional delegation is now opting for Donald Trump in 2024 over our governor, Ron DeSantis. They'd like to see Ron DeSantis stay right where he's at and come out and run for president perhaps in 2028 when there would be a next opening. What do you think's going on here?
Well, it is interesting. Right now, President Trump has the momentum. He certainly has the numbers. He certainly has the expectations. And by the way, Ron DeSantis is not declared to run for president at this point. So they could hypothetically support Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. But right now, Trump is the declared candidate. So therefore, I think they're putting their support right there, as well as to say that, they're not looking for Ron DeSantis to jump in.
I still don't think Ron DeSantis is running for president. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Well, and again, he's had a lot of success, and he'd have to make other changes, too, before being able to run for president.
Oh, yeah, it's got to change the law here in Florida. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We will be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for that great rejoin. And I would like to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. And you got till Sunday night to order the $25 slippers. After that, they go away. So you got another day, 24 hours, where you can order the slippers for $25, and that's saving $100 a pair. I'll tell you that right now. The promo code, of course, is Captain, MyPillow.com. Go over there. You'll see the pillows or the slippers and the pillows and the sheets and everything else he's got for sale there. And the promo code is going to be Captain. So you can also call him, by the way, if you want, and talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. 5459. Give them a call and tell them what it is you want to order, or ask them any questions you want, and they'd be happy to work with you, and away you go. But MyPillow.com, all kinds of things for sale over there. Promo code Captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You want to say hello to somebody?
We sure do, Captain. During the break, we heard from James in Georgia.
Sure did.
Good morning and happy weekend to James in Georgia. Absolutely.
Yep. And he's up there. I think he's listening to us on the Valdosta station. We appreciate all that up there, and we appreciate him for taking the time to chime in and say howdy, howdy. Now, our Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody, has told Disney that some of its company records could be subject to the state's public records law. This is the latest update in the feud between Governor Ron DeSantis and the entertainment giant Disney. And, of course, this was being reported by the Orlando Sentinel, which is not necessarily a friend of Ron DeSantis. They're very liberal.
Yes, very interesting indeed. And of course, I'm sure that the ramifications of that would be that you might find out about more of the political action that could be going on, and that might shed more light on that.
Right. And I'm not sure if we got another message here or not. Let me see. Okay.
And I might add, too, Captain, that certainly so many companies seem to be wading into the political fray. It doesn't help their brands. I know that there may be hardcore some hardcore consumers who really like that, but most consumers don't.
Yeah, that's true. And it's possible that this could all go away, but we just don't know. And as I just got done telling people about the Hunter Biden thing, his attorney, and we're going to get into that in depth here in a little bit, his attorney made a serious mistake this week.
What's that?
Opened his mouth and said things he shouldn't have.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Well, but it's all
we're coming
back.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that, so I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, cool.
All right, now, the Supreme Court temporarily preserved access to the abortion pill. They've said that women can have this pill and opened it up again. So I guess that's the decision for now.
Well, it's the decision for now. That's the operative phrase, because I think there's still a case that's working its way, I think, down in Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken, in New Orleans.
I thought it was Texas, but that's okay.
Yeah, 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They're going to be hearing arguments on May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever loses that case could push it back up to the Supreme Court again. So, in other words, what the Supreme Court did was simply keep in place things pretty much as they are right now as this case works its way.
Now, there's something very interesting that's happened to benefit the president, talk about being convenient. The Biden campaign championed the deep state letter organized by aide at the time, Antony Blinken, to bury the Hunter Biden bombshells.
Well, this is really big time because it does you know, sort of beg the question, how did he become Secretary of State? Was it because he did this great favor or accomplished this great feat for the Biden campaign at the time, Captain? And certainly this notion, too, that Joe Biden, candidate Biden, seemed to unequivocally state that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. When the campaign tries now to make some sort of nuanced view of this, well, we said it, you know, we didn't know if it was or not, and so forth. But of course, the implication was solely that it was somehow the in other words, the conclusion we were supposed to come away with was it was Russian disinformation.
Did you know that we haven't heard a word out of the IRS commissioner about all this stuff going on with Hunter Biden and the whistleblower and all that? Not one word have we heard from the IRS commissioner?
No, not one word. But we do know about the whistleblower, Captain. And by the way, if I may just say briefly, remember when there was a whistleblower about the Ukraine and Trump's, quote, perfect phone call
mm-hmm.
back then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it suddenly was, we have to bring in the whistleblower. We have to believe everything they say. But now, of course, watch, it'll be at exactly 180 degrees away from that, from the left, of course. But this whistleblower, Captain, evidently has documents that are going to be explosive as well. So stay tuned for this. This could rock the world of the Biden, of a possible Biden campaign, if he does in fact ever announce, maybe someday, maybe next Tuesday.
Well, I'm glad you just made that announcement, because there's a report out there that the FBI is currently stalling the release of the Nashville school students' shooter's manifesto. Now, they fear a backlash to the trans community. That's what's going on there. In the meantime, they did release other information yesterday.
Right. We understand that there was a couple of different reasons. They don't have the exact manifesto, but one was to show how, quote, easy it was to get a gun, and then there were a couple of other reasons there. But you're right. Why not just release the manifesto? And the reason being, Captain, is because it is a political minefield. for the left. I mean, the public has a right to know. But if you notice, they want to downplay this because it doesn't fit with them politically. This is atrocious.
Well, the White House says that Joe Biden will not negotiate the debt limit, and spending cuts are totally off the table.
Well, that's right. And Karine Jean-Pierre rattled off a laundry list from the all-knowing, all-seeing binder, Captain. So, the sacred words of the binder were read by Karine Jean-Pierre about the debt discussion or the debt proposal. And yes, telling us that cities would now be flooded with smog and just an apocalypse is going to happen if there are any spending cuts, evidently.
Well,
I'm not buying that. Ew.
Well, that's possible, but here in Germany, we now find out that Germany is about to ban all the new gas and oil heaters that are in buildings by next year. These people are going to freeze.
Yes. Well, what is the logical outcome of all that? I mean, none of this makes any sense, Captain. It's all being done under the rubric of somehow they're going to save Mother Earth or something, but people are going to be so adversely affected that as if maybe we've never seen.
Well, yes and no, and we'll just have to wait and see, now, won't we?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, if you start taking away the ability for people to do this, or now you have to retrofit, or what do you got to do, tear the buildings down and make them all electric? Or I don't know what they expect, mm-hmm. but this is for the environment. It's obviously something else.
Now, we were told that Ukrainian forces had already been training on some of these tanks that they were given, correct?
Right.
Well, yesterday, here comes another message that the United States will begin training the Ukraine forces on the donated Abrams tanks.
Very interesting. Well, we know that some Ukrainian forces have been trained, I think, in Germany, even in the UK. We know, of course, that as we come out of the rainy season there, that there could be some major counteroffensives going on by Ukraine against the Russian forces.
Well, they want to drive the Russians out of Croatia.
Well, that's right. That's another issue, or out of Ukraine, and
yep.
then also out of the Crimea, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. What did I say? Croatia, Crimea. Sorry. Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do. Whether or not they can do it or not is another question. Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to give Kyle a new assignment. He's going to hear about it. And we're going to talk about it because he already knows part of what we're going to talk about. So there you go. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says he'll continue to stand by the FDA's evidence-based approval of the abortion pill mifepristone, following the Supreme Court's decision to allow the drug to stay on the market. Prosecutors have formally dropped manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin in connection with the on-set death while filming the movie Rust. Republicans eyeing a 2024 run for the White House will be in Iowa this weekend. More than half a dozen will speak to conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition spring fundraiser. The Biden administration is investing millions into water conservation projects across the country. On Friday, the Department of the Interior announced $140 million will be spent across 84 different initiatives in 15 states. USA News, I'm Karen Sloan.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate that. And this starts a new segment off for Kyle Warren. We're going to give him an assignment based on a news story that he's already aware of, but now we're going to have him refine it a little bit. And I've got some special music for this. This is going to be themed off the Mission Impossible program. So we're going to get this started, and I cannot wait to get it going. So here we go. From the depths of the files of the Captain's America Third Watch and Red State, the headline reads, Hunter Biden lawyer speaks out and freaks out about the whistleblower, says too much in the process. And Kyle, Mr. Kyle Warren, your mission, should you decide to accept it and you don't have any choice, is to explain to the audience what it is that's going on. So take it away, Mr. Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain, or should I say Mr. Phelps? Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yes, Okay, folks, Joe Biden has a lawyer. His name is Chris Clark. And, of course, you know what's swirling around right now is you've got the IRS agent whistleblower who's going to be coming forward. He's also represented by counsel who has come out and given the some of the comments that he's likely to make, including the fact that he has documents to back it all up. But here comes Joe Biden's lawyer, folks, Chris Clark. He said in a statement on Thursday that, quote, it appears this IRS agent has committed a crime, unquote, by, quote, improperly disclosing information about an ongoing tax investigation, unquote. Well, folks and Captain, don't you think that I thought that's what a whistleblower did if they found evidence of impropriety or illegality as part of this investigation or favoritism or things that would impact it. I thought that's why we lauded whistleblowers when they come forth.
Well, of course it is, but guess what? Voila, enter the whistleblower that Clark was responding to the bombshell claims from a senior IRS special agent who says the Biden Justice Department was stalled in their investigation into Biden's taxes for political reasons. Now, the whistleblower also claims to have evidence that the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, gave misleading testimony last month. In other words, he lied to the jury when he insisted that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who has led the Biden probe since 2018, has been allowed to proceed unencumbered.
It's getting worse and worse, isn't it, Captain?
It's getting worse for Merrick Garland.
Well, that's right.
For Hunter Biden, because now they got to spill the beans. Now, this puts them in the position where the judge now said, and I quote, he has to release the information that he's withholding.
Exactly right. And this is going to be damning, one might think. And to watch this unfold now is also going to unravel what Joe Biden did during the campaign, his statements and so forth. So talk about, I mean, I wonder where Joe Biden's poll number is going to go from here, Captain. I mean, they're already pretty low.
All right, and let's go to the telephone line. We've got Mr. Mike on the line there from Clearwater. So, Mr. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. They played a clip of President Trump at a donor, a fundraiser, or a dinner for donors. And he said, first thing I'm going to do when I get in the White House after we win is I'm going to take care of this war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, as important as that is, my advice to the president would be, maybe you should say first thing I do once I get back into the Oval Office is completely dismantle the FBI and the Justice Department and rebuild it from the ground up, because obviously it's wrought with people that are not very good people that are out to get him and smear him and nail him and every kind of do what they can to him that you can think of. What do you think, Kyle? If I were him, that would be my main priority. Completely fire everybody and rebuild both of those agencies from the ground up. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kyle, you want to tackle that one? You want me to take it first?
Well, go ahead, Captain. Absolutely.
Number one, it'll never happen. Number two, he can't fire anybody because those are people that have a contract that work with the federal government, and he would create a labor situation in Washington, D.C., the likes of which you've never seen. Okay? Now, what he does have to do, I agree, is to clean house. But the way you clean house is you say, okay, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Here's our new policy. If you don't want to do it, you can just hit the road, Jack.
Well, right. And, of course, the idea stems from the first Trump administration, Captain, and that is that they did not go through and systematically request letters of resignation from all the key
figures. And what a mistake that was.
Exactly. This is maybe one of the main things that did come back to haunt President Trump. And all the other presidents do this, but this was an unforced error, and
they
a big one.
They ask for their resignations. They cannot demand it. They cannot order it. they ask for their resignations. And if they don't resign, they're stuck. They can't fire them. They just cannot fire them.
Well, but even so, even to go that far would have been the best thing to do at the time. Mm-hmm. I think President Trump is obviously a lot more experienced now in the sense of how government works and these kinds of nuances that are not usually part of a campaign or this kind of thing. So if he has the chance to go back, I'm sure it will be different. But yes, Captain, talks about the resistance that he would get would be unbelievable.
Well, how did you like the beginning of that new segment?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. That's great. Mission Impossible theme.
Yep, I'm going to do that every night. I'm going to do that every night at the bottom of the hour, the first hour, and we're going to take one of the stories that we've got, and we're going to have you explain it in depth, which I think you did. I think you did very well. Now, there's only one other little item I might mention here. Let's see here. Where is it? It's at the end. Okay. Over the last year or so, Hunter Biden and his lawyers have shifted strategies in an effort to win the public relations battle. Well, they're losing. It's a hopeless fight, and it's not working. Sorry, guys. Still, they've threatened lawsuits against those that have reported on Hunter Biden's escapades, most of which were revealed by this infamous laptop, and they happen to be true, and they've been verified as such. Now, this move to try to criminalize a government whistleblower is just the latest example of their unusual aggression. You would think this lawyer would be more worried about keeping his degenerate client out of jail instead of responding to a media report, but here we are.
Well, he obviously thinks that he said some magic words or something, saying, well, he's probably committed a crime. Well, but this is why we have whistleblower protection.
He has committed a crime. We all know it.
Right, and that's why whistleblowers are protected, because they're trying to uncover the greater issue that is at foot here, or afoot, I should say. So, you know, it does show, too, that they're very scared. This is what this tells me, Captain, is that they're incredibly worried that this is going to start unraveling everything.
Yeah, and, of course, the Trump ally, Mr. Jordan, Congressman Jordan from Ohio, has urged the court to allow the ex-prosecutor to go ahead and give his deposition. And guess what? The court agreed yesterday.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, unbeknownst to those poor boys on the left side of the aisle that seem to be losing every time you turn around, well, they've lost again.
Right. Well, and of course you have now a different Congress, or a different House, I should say. And that's also what's driving a lot of this, because they're able to subpoena people, they're able to have them testify, they're able to drive this story forward in a way that would never happen if the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi would still have the gavel.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, what is this nonsense about Joe Biden signing an order prioritizing environmental justice? Well, you'll have to do it. Let's see. We'll have to do it maybe in the next hour here, because we've got the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. But we'll be right back, folks, with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly. We're going to take a look at the weather map and tell you where the weather is tonight. And, yeah, we got some more weather to talk about. It just doesn't seem to want to go anywhere except up. All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. About the only way to keep the fire going is to
done. I'm a hardworking man, and I'll tell you what, where's that put you in the middle of this, Kyle?
Well, I think we're working. Everybody's out there working hard. I know
well,
that.
I'm going to dedicate this to all the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there because they are working hard tonight, going from point A to point B. I will guarantee it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let me just read this and then hand it over to you. A strong cold front is sweeping across through the East Coast or across the Midwest right now. We've got freezing cold temperatures again. If you're up on I-70, if you're up on, let's see here. Yeah, if you're up on I-80, and down onto I-40, you're going to have some temperatures that are going to just rattle your teeth. So get ready, America. Here it comes, moving from the west to the east. Meantime, what's going on out west, Kyle?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, going on out west right now, we're going to take a quick look at our radar map, and especially for listener Erin in Denver tonight, looks like she's got snow all over the place. It's north of Denver up towards Fort Collins, south of Denver down towards Colorado Springs along I-25, of course. And as you head out east of Denver on I-70, you're going to continue with snow on your way down towards Hugo, that whole area there. Carval also has snow right now, so you want to be aware of that. We also have snow falling in central Wyoming, also around I-90 and around Billings, Montana, tonight and this morning, Captain. We've also got some snow that's off to the east, pardon me, off to the west of Seattle, and Seattle looks like they're going to get rain on Sunday, and I think Portland, Oregon, getting rain Sunday and Monday, at least according to the forecast. Also, we have some other things to tell you about. In northern New Mexico, just north of Santa Fe, we are looking at an issue with rapid snow melt that could lead to excessive runoff in the northern mountains of New Mexico, so that could cause some flooding. We do have a winter weather advisory up for our friends near Salt Lake City and Logan, Utah, and we also continue with some of that flood warnings up on I-80, northern Nevada, Winnemucca, on your way to Elko. Again, that warming temperatures can cause snow melt. And a special weather report as we go through this weekend. Mrs. Professor, who's visiting friends in Big Bear Lake,
Uh-oh.
Will have a high of 69 and 67 or so through the weekend. So clear skies, at least, where it was snowing heavily not too long ago.
Okay, well, we're back to the rain on I-29 in North Dakota from Minot and the Canadian border all the way down to Fargo again, and there's some flooding over there on the Minnesota side, so be advised right there just over the border from North Dakota. Over to the east again tonight, we do have rain and more possible flooding that could be engaged over Twin Cities and up towards Duluth. And that's also in the northwestern corner of the great state of Wisconsin. Got some rain up in the upper peninsula tonight in Michigan. Taking a look down below, we do have the freezing cold temperatures right now. Whoa. And, I mean, Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, going across Iowa, you're going to have temperatures that are really going to rock your socks. So get ready. And down into Kansas and over into, let's see, that's Missouri. You're going to have some cold temperatures, and you're going to have frost in other parts of that area as well, to include Kansas, to include Missouri, and to include Illinois. So be advised of that. Now, moving over to the East Coast, we have a large area of fog tonight over the Chesapeake Bay area. A large area of fog through there, fog up towards New Jersey. Then you pick it up and it gets spotty going up towards Cape Cod, where you pick it up again and it remains pretty solid all the way up the East Coast to Nova Scotia. So that's what we're looking at right now in that direction. And it's looking pretty good in the south here tonight, Kyle. I don't see a lot of things to bother anybody. Maybe a little ground fog in some areas, but nothing at all that's all that dramatic that's even worth talking about. So we're looking better. How about that?
That's really true, Captain, and a good change from where we were not only about 24 or so hours ago.
Oh, boy.
We were looking at severe thunderstorms and those tornado warnings and touchdowns.
Well, yeah, and we're not necessarily out of the woods for that when the warm meets the cold.
And that's what's going to be happening here, was this weather moves across the central part of the United States. You're going to have the warmer temperatures with the colder temperatures getting together. So we'll wait and see what happens there. The jury's out on all of this. All right, Kyle, well, tell us about the Pilot Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and they want to make your life easier, and they want to reward you for it. How are they going to do that? Well, they do that with the My Rewards Plus app. You can sign up today, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Download the My Rewards Plus app. And when you use it, you can start getting great offers. You can earn
after
points.
Your top of the hour news.
Whoops. Per gallon, and you can also do great things like reserve your parking space ahead of time using their locations function in the app. You can reserve your parking space, and by doing that, you can also earn extra bonus points. So it's a great deal all across the board. PilotFlyingJ.com. You can also find out more about the great supplies you can get. Of course, the great food that's offered at all the different Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Pull on in today. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yeah, and don't forget, folks, try the deli out, too. If you're in a hurry and you want something, try the chicken strips that are right there, the tenderloins in the deli. They're really good. And then they've got these sliced potatoes. I mean to tell you, big, great big, like an oversized big slice of a potato, and they deep fry them. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting hungry already thinking about it, Kyle.
That's right. Well, you know, they are a friend to truckers and travelers alike, yep. And they've listened to Truckers, Captain, and the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers have been investing all kinds of resources and money into the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers to make them even better. And you're going to notice it when you pull in, folks.
Yep, and when I take my trip over to Sanford for the event, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be stopping by the Flying J over there, and I'll let everybody know about what time I'll be there, because just like today, we're going to have a Have Lunch event with the captain at 1:30 at the Village Inn on 4th Street in St. Pete. We've had a lot of fun with those. We never know who's going to show up or how many are going to be there or whatnot, but we'll be there. I'll be there with, let's see, Jeff and with John and with Iron Mike, and I'm not sure if... let's see, there was somebody else yesterday who said they might come, but it's always a lot of fun. You get to meet the good time gang, we call ourselves.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So anybody can come on out. That sounds great.
Yeah, and I got to keep remembering to take pictures. I keep forgetting to take pictures of this stuff. That's not my priority, to take pictures, you know.
We
usually have somebody else that does that for us, but oh well. Okay. Yeah, she's not available tomorrow, I don't think, and that's our friend Jeannie down in Bradenton. We'll see her when we go that way. All right, so you have a great time there, Kyle. Enjoy yourself. Have a cup of coffee, whatever. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back with more. Hour number two coming up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.